Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, being in a military academy, so you're very much aware of the news with regard to Iraq?
Yes, sir, we are. The attack on Iraq is coming, and I don't think anybody should be mistaken. The U.S. military is ready. We're going to rock and roll. I'm psycho. The one thing that we're all concerned with is the role of our women in the military right now.
Where you go to Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, so are you now in the military?
When I graduate in 2004, I'll be commissioned as a lieutenant.
You'll be a lieutenant, even though you'll be 18, in the U.S. Army?
No, at Bradley Military Academy. Then I'm hoping to go into the Army.
So you'll just be a lieutenant at Bradley Military Academy?
Well, I mean, you say that like that's not a very prestigious thing, but...
No, I'm aware that you work hard at the military academy, but you're not officially into the Army.
No, sir.
All right, what are your concerns, as you say, you in the military or people like you, about women?
Well, I think as we saw in Afghanistan, we didn't really use women for much. They didn't really need to be there. So how do we use the female resource in our military, I think, is the question that a lot of us who are men are asking ourselves, because I'm a fair guy. I do believe in equal opportunity, and I'd like to see our fighting women walk the talk instead of just talking.
Well, there have been women in combat.
Well, yes, sir, Mr. Henry, but what have they done? If you look at the major battles, and here's something that everybody should be aware of that's listening to your show right now. If you look at all the major battles that the American Army has fought, no women have been at them. D-Day, and when they raised the flag on Iwo Jima, also the Battle of Bunker Hill in the 1770s. Those were all men. But women deserve a chance, especially in the Iraq campaign, which will be America's greatest glory, I think so. And we need to use what women know, and I respectfully submit that women can be used to this country, useful to this country sexually.
Oh, okay. Here we go, see?
No, seriously, sir.
No, wait a minute. Now, here we go again. Now, women are sex objects, and the only good thing that they can possibly provide is their sexuality, right?
No, I think women can be valuable that way, and it would make the male soldier happier and boost the morale of the male soldier a lot more.
1-800-449-8686. This is R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy about the upcoming Iraq military campaign, which President Bush has certainly made no secret that he is interested in. He is interested in waging, when it'll be or how it will be. But your issue, it seems to be continually this constant conversation about women in the military. And again, I say, why can't they be in combat?
I think, again, I have to point out, no major war that was ever fought was women at. And also, if you look at D-Day, there was no women there. So the morale booster would be knowing that women are being useful for the country.
So you want women to have sex with the men in the armed forces?
No, sir, I do not.
What sexually can women do?
Well, if you look at the history of World War I or the history of World War II, women were used to infiltrate the enemy, and that is to infiltrate the top military leadership of the enemy. In this case, I think we can use women as deep cover agents to infiltrate the top Iraqi military leadership, switching off with different partners, and I think the women can be useful in developing a venereal disease, which they can use to infect the entire top leadership.
Well, you're asking women to get infected with venereal disease?
I am saying that...
That is a death sentence to them, right? That is suicide.
No, sir, because once the women have given the Iraqis the clap, then we pull them out of deep cover operation and give them penicillin. How else do you think a woman can get a Purple Heart?
Well, that's not going to happen, okay? You're not going to give women venereal disease and say they're doing their part for their country by going to the Iraqi leadership and infecting them.
Well, then you compromise my desire to fight, sir. Because
what is that supposed to mean?
Well, how come I have to take the risk of losing a leg or an eye and the women don't? Okay, how come they get to do easy stuff like radio operator and manning Patriot missiles and I don't? How come I'm tired of giving women the 10-second head start, the closer tee box, the bigger ball? What we're talking about, sir, is biological warfare, the same kind that Saddam Hussein's going to wage against us.
By having our women become deep cover agents, go into the top military leadership of the Iraqis, make love to all of them, and as you put it here, by switching off partners, giving them all venereal disease.
Yes, sir.
And the women wouldn't be endangered at all because they could get penicillin once they got back.
That is correct. But I think it's time our military, that in our military, that women start carrying an equal part of the load. This isn't MASH or whatever that show was. This is hardcore.
All right, then let them carry guns and go into combat with the men.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because if you have ever heard of a thing called recoil, that's when a weapon exerts counter energy to the direction of the shot.
Right.
Most women are physically not as strong as men and would therefore get thrown back on account of the recoil, which means they get pushed back. That's technically, and I know that's not a big thing, but it is technically retreat or technically losing territory. And as you know, we have our annual Commandant's Ball at Bradley, and we proved the theory right. This girl broke up with one of our cadets. Well, then I went out with her, and my friend Cadet Sorensen went out with her, and all three of us did eventually get VD. See, so being taken down by one woman...
All right, look...
Those Iraqis will... They won't be able to fight because of the VD and the itching.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, my number here. Your name is R.C., correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, you are basically saying women can't fight in the military, that they're not able to fight in the military.
No, I'm not, sir. I believe in women being in the military, but they get to do the easy stuff. They get
what easy stuff? You're talking about working as on the Patriot missiles. You're talking about women as radio operators. What easy stuff do they do?
Women don't ever shoot guns at wartime. You look at the picture of the Marines with the flag on Mount Irdabachi. There's not one woman raising a flag up. The women get to do easy stuff like be nurses, work as cooks. They get to work in the motor pool. If they get to do everything easy, then we're going to have to go to war. I don't want to do that. And I think, and I might as well let you know this, if women are not given harder stuff to do, then it makes my willingness to fight for this country, you know, it compromises it a little bit.
Well, if you're going to be a soldier for this country...
I'm not going to be a soldier. I am a soldier.
Well, you're a cadet in a military academy. You're not in the United States Army.
No, sir, but that's a technicality. I'm on the front lines of the defense of this country.
All right, you're on the front lines of the defense of this country. You're saying if women don't start getting tougher stuff to do, you're not going to want to fight.
I think it's unfair to ask the men to go out, get a part of their leg blowed off, get maybe their manhood blowed away, and the women are doing easy things like working in kitchens, sweeping up. They get to type letters and that. What I'm proposing is that they do something concrete.
Give VD to the top Iraqi leadership.
As deep cover agents, a good soldier fights with instinct, and a woman's first instinct, with all due respect, you know, is to have love, to make love.
Well, you can say a lot of different things here, R.C., and I say this to you as an older guy. I think you saying you won't be willing to fight for this country unless women are given harder stuff to do in the military, I don't think that sounds very patriotic.
No, I'm a patriot. I'm willing to lay down my life in Iraq. I'm willing to lay down my life in Iraq. I'm a patriot.
Well, if you're a patriot, then you'll go out and fight.
How come the women don't have to do harder stuff?
There's some kind of a rule. They don't want women. They don't want a lot of women in combat. They just don't want a lot of women in combat. There is,
Sir, that is favoritism, and that's nepotism, and that's wrong.
Well, say what you want.
I don't like them having easy things to do when we have to go and do harder things.
Say what you want about it. That's the rule. But having them go act as deep cover agents to give gonorrhea to the Iraqi military leadership, whether or not that's biological warfare, it sounds life-threatening. It's a suicide mission. 1-800-449-8686. This young man from a military academy says that it's going to be hard for him to fight for his country when women, or girls as he put it, get to do all the easy stuff like working as clerks, working in the mess hall. They don't have to go out and fight in combat. They're radio operators, etc. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
But what about when we got BD?
Look, at young man, because you dated a girl who went with a bunch of other guys that summer and you got VD, which I think is terrible, and I don't think it speaks well of you in a military academy, doesn't prove that women could be sent behind the lines, infiltrate the Iraqi military leadership, and give them gonorrhea.
I think you're wrong, Mr. Hendry, and I also think...
Well, no, I think I'm right.
Well, I also think... because of me being in a military academy, that I know a little bit more about the ways that we do it. And we didn't bring down Saddam Hussein during Desert Storm. Okay, let me remind you of that, sir.
I'm aware of that.
So we now have to try using a little thing we call here at the Bradley Military Academy, the Desert Spread. And I would respectfully say that Saddam Hussein's the biggest terrorist in the world today.
I wouldn't disagree with that either. I think that your ideas are a little nuts. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay. I would just like to say that I am in the military, and I...
What are you in?
I'm in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
I am military intelligence in the Air Force.
You're in what?
Military intelligence?
Yes, sir.
Are you allowed to say that you're in military intelligence?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You can say you're a spy?
Okay, just because I'm a military intelligence doesn't mean I'm a spy.
Oh, I got you, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You type stuff up.
Listen, wait. Back it up a little bit. We don't just sit around and type up stuff.
Well, what do? You sound like you're 12.
Oh, do I? You
uh-huh.
sound like you're... Are you 12?
I'm 17.
Yeah, you're 17, so you know how much about war, how much about, like, actual, like, conflict? None.
I'm ready.
None
at all. I'm ready to eat my own guts. I'm psycho for my country.
And oh, yeah?
And when we go to Iraq...
Saying you should send women in to, like, give men, like, gonorrhea because that's our, like, second nature. That's what we do.
You did say that.
Well, but everything that women does in the military, they're cooking stuff and...
Cooking stuff? No, there are women firefighters. There are women policemen?
That's
ridiculous.
What do you do? Do you bring lunch to the men, or what do you do?
Do you bring lunch to them? You know what I do? I talk to generals.
About
I give
what?
Them information.
Yeah, what? Your phone number?
Okay, so are you trying to be a smartass now?
I don't think she's addressed what I'm saying. That men fight and lose their legs and even their manhood in a war, and the women don't do anything.
Do you know what a military is for? A military is like a team. You work together. And just because women aren't out there is because, no, we aren't, like, physically strong enough to, like, carry a 200-pound man. You know, that's...
What about firing a gun?
Well, that's what I said.
I'm a marksman in the 9mm.
Are you able to handle the recoil?
Yes, I am.
What about the women who can't handle the recoil and get pushed back on account of it?
You know what? They teach them until they learn it. You know?
Mr. Hendry, I want to say something, and I don't mean any disrespect. She said she's in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
I think she's like in one of those support groups like Brownies or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
You are so wrong.
Yeah?
You shouldn't even have this kid on the air. It's not even, like, worth having this kid.
Operation Desert Spread?
Okay. Jennifer, first of all, you're where are you stationed?
I'm in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson.
And you're a marksman in the 9mm, huh?
Yes, I am.
I bet you wouldn't mind, putting...
Using it right now?
Putting one of those Al-Qaeda in the crosshairs, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You'd want to put Al-Qaeda in the crosshairs?
Oh, yeah.
Give me
the chance, you know?
It's been proven girls, the recoil hurts them.
All right, listen, Jennifer, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Just give them a chance. That's all they're talking about. 1-800-449-8686. I can't go to one. I can't go to one. I can't go to one. All right. Get one unfrozen. There's something wrong with it. Hi, Cheryl. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not in the Army, but I listen to your show. And I don't really know what this guy has with women, but I don't know if he has a mother or anything. I mean, there are a lot of things women don't have kids, but we're the only ones that can. What they should do is he should have gonorrhea or any venereal disease, sleep with the woman of the, you know, the official.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Your car phone's all messed up. Your car phone's all messed up. Can't hear you.
Hey, Cheryl, are you there, hon?
I'm here.
Yeah, hold on for a minute, because your car phone is a little squeaky, okay?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. Her car phone's messed up.
I understand that. Here is Loretta. Sorry, Loretta, we had a hard time getting you on the air.
That's all right.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Am I on the air now?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
All right. How long have you been in the military academy, young man?
I came in 1998.
Have you ever been in combat?
It depends on what you, what do you mean by that?
I mean fighting men, guns.
I've mixed it up.
War, not a fight in the cafeteria.
Right. I'm not talking going out and shooting paintballs at people.
Well, to answer your question, ma'am, we did have a paintball tournament. It was hardcore. I mean, I don't know whether you respect that or not.
Well, around where I come from, paintball is a sport. That's what it is. We go out, we shoot the paintball guns, we have fun.
Okay, can I say something?
Sure.
If the paintballs had been real bullets, I would have shot two guys' faces completely off. And I think that's what war is all about.
Yeah, but your adrenaline wasn't flowing, and you really wasn't excited enough out there to know that you were going to die, because you would probably be hiding. You would probably be under a rock. No,
in the paintball tournament, I felt like I could die, even though I know I wasn't really going to die. I felt like I could. And I shot one guy, I would have blown his legs off.
He could have probably done the same to you.
Yeah, where did you get shot?
Uh-huh, yeah, little point, I never did.
In a paintball tournament, you never got touched?
No, sir.
Boy, you...
The Iraqis would not want to have... See, here's the thing. We're trying to send women in to have sex with the Iraqis on account of they can give them gonorrhea.
Yeah, I understand that. And you mentioned that you had gonorrhea before from a woman.
Regrettably, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Regrettably.
You know, it is men like you who spread the disease around to women.
No.
I have a friend that is in the military, and she takes care of her business. She can shoot a gun. She can do anything. I can shoot a gun and take care of the recoil. And I tell you something, my friend does not go and screw everybody on the ship
You could spread the clap through the higher echelons of the Iraqi military leadership.
Well, why don't you get the clap and go spread it to all the women of the husbands of the Iranian people, and that way you'd be giving it to them, too.
I'm not old enough yet.
Exactly.
Well, what about when you get to be old enough?
Ma'am, I don't mean any disrespect, but shooting squirrels is a lot easier than shooting Iraqis.
Shooting squirrels?
I would say, what are you laughing about? I would say that...
Yeah, your paintball tournament ain't any tougher either. We're talking about a country here, all right? A country defending itself.
Okay, when I shoot something, it bleeds blood around here, honey. It doesn't come yellow, green, and red, and blue.
And you can handle the recoil.
You bet.
First of all, I don't want to have sex with some hairy Arab lady. But women, they overlook a man's looks because they like to have sex with him on account of he's powerful.
What?
Powerful?
Yes, ma'am.
Powerful has nothing to do with this.
All right, look, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins doesn't want to fight unless the women do some of the fighting, too. It's the Phil Henry Show.
is back. 1-800-449-86.
Well, I don't know whether you have time for that or not.
I'd like to play it, sir. It is a training tape for our women in the military. It is deep cover operations.
This is a tape of what it should sound like when one of our women go deep cover to have intimate relations with a member of the Iraqi leadership.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
All right, the music, you can imagine yourself if you're in, say, la da da, that is Middle Eastern.
What am I listening to?
That's the sound of one of our women having sex with
an Iraqi general.
Yes.
And what's the music?
Well, I don't know. It's on his radio or something.
All right, thank you.
All right, but you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand the execution. I don't know whether it is viable is all I'm saying. Here's Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Bob.
Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Are you for me, Phil?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Young brother, did you ever go on a bivouac?
Did I ever go on a game show?
Bivouac.
Did I whack?
Bivouac. B-I-V. Tell them what it is, Phil.
It's a bivouac when you go out and you camp as a soldier.
Yes, sir, we do at Bradley Military Academy. We have 2 field trips a month.
2 field trips? How long do you stay out?
Well, last week we went to the Museum of Natural Science, and then we went to Dodger Stadium.
Oh, my.
Now, bivouac
goodness.
Is when you camp.
Oh, yeah, we went up to Mammoth.
What did you sleep in?
At one of the cabins.
Oh, and what did you eat?
Well, they had a buffet every night, and then they had a breakfast and a dinner buffet.
And what did you sleep on?
On a bed. I don't understand these questions.
I'll tell you,
it's too bad that you didn't look at the History Channel last night and see what we went through with the infantry in World War II. Laying in the damn park. I was in Africa and I was in Italy and then I did the invasion of France.
Yeah.
And if you want to see what the hell it was like there, you should have seen the thing on History Channel last night.
Oh, yeah?
I laid up there for 40 days at a time.
You did what?
I laid up at the front for 40 days at a time, kept moving.
Well, you're one of our veterans and I honor your contribution to the great freedom of our country, sir. Sir, could I ask your opinion? Don't you think we could effectively use our females as deep cover agents on account of they could sleep with Iraqis and give them venereal disease?
Are you thinking of...
What?
He must have been reading that thing I think about. There was something about this
you
French
can have
woman
them go
that
up
did
there.
That in World War One.
And Mata Hari, and she give them clap.
Yeah.
Right,
no,
young brother,
that isn't like that.
Hey, Bob, hang on the line because I've got Lloyd calling in. And, Lloyd, you're a veteran of what?
Yes, sir. I'm a veteran of the Korean conflict.
The Korean conflict.
Yes, sir. 1950-1952 as a Chosin Reservoir.
I know what you went through.
You better believe it, buddy.
You know, another one I went through there is the actor James Garner.
Who's the guy that was the general? I can't remember him now. But
at your time?
Yeah. He was your guy, too.
You mean Clark?
No, not that guy. The other guy. Who was he, Phil?
MacArthur?
Was that it?
Well, MacArthur was in the Pacific. I was in the Mediterranean
was
in
James,
Europe.
James Cagney? Where was he?
James Cagney.
You
James
know something?
Garner.
Hey, Bob, let me tell you what I read. That Cagney was a slacker. He didn't go in when the other guy, Jimmy Stewart, he got his ass shot off.
He was a bombardier.
That's right. And the other guy...
Mark Gable was a gunner.
Mark Gable...
Yes, he did five.
Clark
he did five missions.
I'm not familiar with him.
He did five missions,
and he did.
And there was a fellow that died.
And a friend of mine died. We were pulling out of Chosin Reservoir, and here come the Chinese. But I'll tell you that guy, and I forget his name. Who's the guy that ran the whole thing?
MacArthur.
No. The other guy, the bald one that became. I can't remember anymore.
He's talking about Eisenhower.
That's it.
Eisenhower, I don't think was that time.
Wasn't Eisenhower a general in the World War One?
No, you stupid. Mr. Henry, could I say, this Bob is a veteran, and I am too. And this brat, I would love to take a piece of piano wire. Because this is what we used to do to the Chinese. We'd take a piece of piano wire and strangle them till their yellow tongues fell out of their heads.
Jesus!
Hey, tell them how we slept.
how we slept.
Yeah, tell them what we slept in.
I got some of that Fraulein coochie and the...
Okay, wait a second. Not talking about who you slept with.
No, not slept with. Tell them how we slept in the park zones and the goddamn slip trenches.
And I slept in I was in the Navy, so I slept in a...
Then you were lucky. You had a nice bed and you had warm coffee.
You got to eat steak and eggs and everything.
Well, listen, you little brat. When we went to the Korean conflict in 1950, and the Chinese were coming over that peninsula, and the Marine Corps was sticking out like a sore thumb, and we went and got those boys out of there, and I can tell you, we used to take hot branding irons. And what I'd love to do to you with a piece of hot... Oh, God.
All right, well, let's
take it easy. Take it easy.
You know, my wife died 2 years ago, and I've got a blood pressure problem. But my hat's off to the World War II boys. You guys really did it.
Last night on the History Channel...
Oh, this again.
Tell this young fellow, if he get last night
did
on
you
the
get
History
a purple
Channel
hut?
About the infantry, how they slept
kid,
in the... How
the
they
infantry slept.
Slept
in the foxholes. It was on the History Channel.
You saw that.
With the
rain, eating sea rations.
In the rain and eating sea rations.
Uh-huh.
What else?
What else?
And freezing. And when it was warm, it was sweaty.
Hey, let me ask you something, buddy. You play cards?
I used to.
Yeah, you want to hook up and play some canasta? I'd love to just hook up and.
The only thing I ever played was poker.
Yeah? Did you ever get some of that Fraulein coochie?
Okay.
No, I know. I did not go to Germany.
Right.
I did Africa. I did the invasion.
I bet both of you old farts came home with a dose.
That's a real disrespectful thing to say.
What is he saying?
He said we both came home with a dose.
What's the matter with that kid? Is he playing with himself?
Well, did you or did you not?
No, for God's sakes, no.
I admitted I did. You know who gave it to me? It was one of these Japanese gals. And I came back with the drip. Oh, man.
I was lucky. I followed the orders. I got the condom when I left with the damn...
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Follow the odor and put on a condom.
He didn't say follow the odor. He said follow the orders.
Oh, I got you.
All right. Bob, God bless you.
Well, listen, Phil, I don't want to keep on there, but...
You're great. You're a great man.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Tell this kid what a bivouac is if he goes out in the
field. I never heard of it.
If he goes out in the field and he sleeps in the ground there.
That's right.
Regardless of the weather.
And let me tell you what, I fathered 3 kids in Asia, and I'm proud of every one of them. I haven't seen them since 1954, but I whacked my biv.
All right, listen.
I don't know. You were lucky.
With 4 different women.
You were lucky,
kids
fellow.
With 4 women.
All right, Bob, you're a good man. Thank you for your service to our country. What's that?
You want to hear something funny, Phil?
Go ahead, pal.
My brother-in-law was up at the line for about 40 days. And he comes back there, and they give him a physical examination to see the VG.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
This is the training film for the ladies in the deep cover.
Oh, what the hell is the kid doing?
What? Okay, Bob.
Are you finished?
I
was up there for about 40 days. And he comes back, and they give him an examination.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to say over the air. And
yeah.
He starts to drip.
Holy sweet mother of God. How about that?
Wait a minute. The guy says, this is the guy's on the truth. So Leah said, what the hell do you mean? I'm up at the line for 40 days. I haven't moved my bowels in 14 days.
Holy jeez. How about that? That's the Army for you, though. Well, got to get going now. I got to go. My wife's being cremated today.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know how it is.
I had that. I've cremated my wife.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Where'd you put the ashes? I got to keep them in my car.
I'm keeping the ashes for me, and the kids are going to throw me over into a place called Peconic Bay, Long Island.
That's what happened one day, though. We were going to take the ashes of my uncle out, and they threw me over a cliff and forgot to throw the ashes. And
all right. Thanks a lot there, Bob. Training film. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-866-866. The Bill Henry Show is back.
The voices of both Lloyd and R.C. were done by me in that preceding bit. The people that called in talking to them thought they were real guys. And there you have the Phil Henry Show. Sort of a send-up, a satire of the talk medium. And media in general. That's what we like to say anyway. Sounds literate, sounds erudite. Don't know what it means. Now, from yesterday's show, actually from a week ago Friday before we went on vacation, Bobby Dooley was on from the Western States Homeowners Association, and they have a new program called Enough is Enough. All this talk about kidnappings and child abductions is ruining summer.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Explain to me why I would leave my children in a car with the motor running while I went into a bar and sat and had drinks, and they were safe.
Did you do that?
Why would you do that? What kind of parent are you that you leave your child in a bar?
I'll tell you why, Lindsay, because I believe in mind over matter. If I don't mind, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. That's
so, in other words, you don't agree with that?
No, I would never leave any. I don't even leave my godchildren in the car while I go in to Stewart's and get a cup of coffee at a gas station.
Because
I wouldn't even leave them in the car, but you're going to leave them
because
so you can go and get loaded at a bar?
Because
that's
you don't believe. I believe my sons will be safe, therefore they are. And that is mind over matter. That's what Dr. Bhaktivedanta taught me. Otherwise, Lindsay, you are on the fast track to breast cancer. And I don't want to see that happen to you.
I'm going to get breast cancer because I worry about children?
Because your
life... That is ridiculous. Whoever told you that is just out of their mind.
Because your life is full of worry. Because your life is full of stress. Because all it is for you is one day after the next, who will brutally murder my child with a fire axe? Who will drag my child behind a car? This is horrible. Horrible. Think positive, Lindsay. Look at those two beautiful godchildren and say, you're going to be safe. I could leave you in the middle of the ghetto.
I could leave you with a sign
around your neck that says, I don't like blacks. And nothing will happen.
Oh, come on.
This is
you
ridiculous.
Gotta be.
I believe in positive thinking, Phil.
Well, you know what? God bless you if you believe in positive thinking. You know, there's an old saying, God helps those who help themselves.
No. I'm sorry.
And
no,
if you don't help protect your children, he's not going to help you.
There is really no God. There is only man. And man is the one who makes miracles.
Well, speak for yourself, okay?
Exactly.
Lindsay,
exactly.
Listen,
and I'm
Lindsay,
sorry you have to deal with people like this.
Lindsay,
this is ridiculous.
Lindsay, listen to this. Go ahead, Steve. Well, what we're trying to do is to give you a positive view instead of sitting there worrying like a frump.
I feel good about myself that I can.
Mm-hmm.
I have some integrity about
mm-hmm.
myself.
Can I?
What kind of person would I be if I didn't care or want to help?
Would you do
then
something?
Then I wouldn't have any purpose here.
Would you do something for me? Would you do just one thing for me, Lindsay?
What is that?
I'm really worried. I'd like you to get in the shower and check for any lumps. Because
what, she's all of a sudden got breast cancer because she's worried about the safety of her children?
She sounds stressed, that's all. She does sound stressed.
But
do you do a mammogram once a year?
Yeah, and I just went for mine, and I am fine. I just went for mine Tuesday, and I am fine. So apparently that theory is not correct.
No, was it all before the abductions?
I don't have breast cancer, lady. This is not
three.
The point. The point of it is that you're saying that nobody should care about these kids who are abducted. Why don't we have the people who are abducting these kids to stop instead of the media?
Well, this is
Why don't we get that message
mm-hmm.
that people shouldn't
right.
take other people's
right.
children?
Right. Let's talk about the causes of these problems.
Well, I think the cause of these problems, Phil, is the negative thinking. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something bold. I know, Lindsay, you may not approve, but I want you to think about what's behind my motivation. It is purely positive. Steve, come here, darling. My husband Steve's here.
Yeah.
Check me for lumps. Go ahead.
Okay, so what is your husband doing now?
Lump free.
I don't have any.
Neither do I, and I worry about these kids every day. So
Lindsay.
What point is that?
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Huh? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Our website contains our radio show. It contains segments of our radio show as well as our webcast, which is now almost a year old. So I guess we're due for another webcast, aren't we, Janice? Sometime in December we'll do another webcast showing our prep, showing how we do our radio show, and you'll be invited to watch and enjoy. But if you go to our website, you'll also hear audio from our program, some of it short form that goes back 8-9 years in different generations of the Phil Henry Show. And you will also hear you'll also be able to access a 30-day archive of our show, because we like to think that our website is really about the show, and the show is audio. And there's all kinds of cool stuff on the website. Don't get me wrong. There is a diary section. We've got a wall of female listeners. You can log on to that or check that out and see the only 36 women in the world that listen to the Phil Henry Show. We're the only radio show, in fact, that can post pictures of every woman that listens to it. So if you would like to see the women that listen to our program, go to our wall of female listeners. You can also check out a variety of entries in our scrapbook. When we went to Fiji, there's some Hawaii pictures in there. There's a lot of different pictures from various times in my life. Also, this week, our featured website, we always feature a website on the show. Our featured website this week is called The White Rose. It is about the most courageous student movement in the history of the world. And I'm not talking about baby boomers or the Vietnam War. It's actually older than that. If you'd like to find out more about the single most courageous student movement, seriously, probably in the history of the whole world, check out the White Rose site, and you can go to our website, and we've got a link to it, and it'll take you right there. As well as our daily show log and all kinds of other things, including the souvenir shop where you can get our Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. And we also have our Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirts with, of course, our Best of CDs. It's all there on the Phil Henry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. The audio quality is top-notch. It's the best anywhere. And for that, just a small charge of $6.95 is assessed. That's right, only $6.95 a month to be a member, to jump in, get a backstage pass, and hear the audio, all of it, on our website. Now, you can hear it there, or you can hear somebody bootleg it and play it back on some fan site, and it sounds like it's coming over shortwave. It sounds like Colonel Kurtz in the Cambodian jungle. You know that,
this is monitored out of Cambodia. I saw a snail crawling along the edge of a straight razor. That's my dream. That's my nightmare. To crawl along the edge of a straight razor and live.
So it don't sound like that. It sounds way, way better. And for only $6.95 a month, you're going to get the audio that you deserve. Top quality, highly groovy, whatever the hell the technical terms are, it's there. It is highly groovy and deaf. Stuff's dope. On our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhendrieshow.com.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
All right, Mr. Green, tell me what you did.
All I did, Mr. Henry, was I took the little girl by the hand. I led her across the street.
Yeah, but she was screaming, right?
Because kids are afraid of dogs. I told her I've got puppies in the van, and I took her across the street. I put her in the van to see the puppies, and for that, I was almost beaten to death. I can tell you what the doctor told me. I had 2 cracked ribs, multiple bruising to my face, and part of my scalp was lacerated because I took this girl up on the freeway to show her the puppies that I had. Now, these are Scottish Terrier puppies.
Why were you driving with this child who was already screaming, didn't want to get in your van? Why were you up on the freeway?
I told her that the puppies are cute when they stick their head out the window and feel the air. If you've ever owned dogs, one of the more endearing things about a dog is that they love to put their faces out in the wind. It's something that dogs enjoy. You put them up on the freeway, it's a lot of fun to see the dogs put their faces out.
And so this girl you took by the hand, put in your van, took up onto the freeway, and then you brought her back?
Then I brought her back, yes. And I'm asking you, why is it then I'm deserving of a beating?
Because you took a girl from a park, a 5-year-old girl that you say was screaming.
Yeah, she was screaming, but I didn't know that she was screaming necessarily because she didn't want to go with me. I know that kids are afraid of dogs. And I told her, do you want to see a puppy? And she said, yes. So that was my first indication that, yes, she did. And then when I took her by the hand, she started to scream, and I said, I know you're probably afraid of the dogs. All right? Now, when I pulled back up with this child, who I had fully intended on taking back to the park, then I am assaulted by three men, three cracked ribs, severe laceration. I've got a lacerated kidney as a result of this, because this kid decides to change her mind, and now she's screaming.
Well, you said you thought it was she was screaming because she was afraid of dogs.
Well, as it turns out, the kid wouldn't stop screaming, and everybody took that to mean that she was afraid. I asked her, do you want to see puppies, and she said yes. I took her by the hand, and then she started to scream. And I knew that what was really bothering her was the fear of the dogs. But she wouldn't stop the screaming. That's why I put the sock in her mouth, and that's why I taped the sock in.
All right, well, you got to understand something, Mr. Green. Take a child from a park, put the child in a van, stick a sock in her mouth, and tape it. That looks like kidnapping.
Well, it may look like kidnapping, but let me tell you what I have suffered from, and I think what a lot of people are suffering from, and that is brutality at the hands of these vigilantes who all think that they want to be the ones who are going to find Elizabeth Smart, or they all think they're going to be the ones who are going to clean up the country from terrorists. They're these neighborhood vigilantes. They go out and they get their shotguns and their pieces of wood. And all I wanted to do was show some kids some puppies that I had in the back of the van.
Well, you pulled up to a playground. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Why did you tell me you were looking around to make sure there were no adults around?
Because, and again, you're twisting my words.
No, I'm not twisting your words. In the facts you sent to my producer, you admit to the fact you looked around to make sure there were no adults around.
Because, as I said to your producer, and I'm sorry that she didn't communicate this to you, I wanted it to be a surprise for the adults if the kids wanted the puppies. Okay?
So you didn't want any adult to know that you were showing puppies to these children in the playground because you wanted it to be a surprise?
Yes. And I said that to your producer, and again, I am sorry to see that she did not elect to share that with you. But I will tell you, I've dealt with the media now for the last 24 hours on this, and there isn't one person, not one, who understands that I am a victim of circumstance and that I never intended to harm that child at all.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. Robert Green, who was, and you were eventually arrested.
I was arrested by the police, by the Linwood police. I was taken into custody. I was treated at the scene, but taken into custody. I told them my story. I have been released on bail. This is a nightmare for my family, my wife, and friends of mine, even given the fact that all I did was want to show a girl some puppies that I had in the back of a van.
Well, these people believed you to be a pervert.
Well, I didn't look like a pervert, Mr. Henry.
What makes you think you didn't look like a pervert?
You can ask the police. When I was arrested, I was wearing a three-piece suit. I was wearing wingtips. My hair was combed. I'm clean cut. I am completely above reproach in my behavior with these children.
Let's go back. You pull up in a van.
In a Windstar van.
You pull up in a van. You get out. You've got puppies in the back?
I had the puppies at my home. The idea...
So you don't even have the dogs in the back?
I had one or two of them, but most of them were at my home.
You had two puppies in the back. The rest were at your home. You were going to take the children to your home.
Yes, sir. So that makes me a pervert now. Is that correct?
I want to be very clear. You pulled up in your van. You got out wearing a three-piece suit and wingtips, and you went over to some kids at a playground, and you said, do you want to see some puppies?
And they answered yes. And I want that to be in the record, and I want that to be clear. They said, yes, they did.
All right. And then you grabbed her by the hand?
I said, come on, don't be scared, because I know kids are afraid of puppies. I took the girl across the street.
By the way, her name is not being released by the police because she was returned unharmed.
You better believe she was returned unharmed. And what has happened to this society that's a crime to see a puppy lick a child's face?
All right, so you took the child across the street to your van. You put her in the van. You said, would you like to see how the dogs like to stick their head out the window? And you took off in the van.
Well, when you say took off...
Well, you drove away in the van.
Yes. And then I brought her back.
After you taped a sock into her mouth...
She was screaming, and it was unbelievable because I had done nothing wrong. She was going to attract attention. I had done nothing wrong.
You still maintain you did nothing wrong by taking this child against her will?
It was not against her will because she did say she wanted to see the puppies.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green, who's got himself some problem with the police, you pulled up with dogs, you went across the street, you put the kid in the van, she said she wanted to see the puppies, you took her into the van, and you've been charged with kidnapping. You've also been charged with an aggravated assault charge by putting that sock in her mouth.
That, to me, is an outrage, Mr. Henry. I am a businessman. I have never harmed anyone in my life.
Well, you stuck a sock in this kid's mouth, taped her shut, and now you're telling me that you didn't have all the puppies. Most of them were at your house.
Yes, because the dogs get car sick. Do I look like a pervert? I sent over my photograph.
You're wearing a three-piece suit with wingtips.
Yes, sir. I
were you going to take that kid to your house?
That's where the dogs were. That's where the dogs were.
You have to see it the way a lot of parents are going to see this, Mr. Green. You got a child in a van against her will.
No, she was not. It was not against her will. She said she wanted to see the puppies.
Did you tell her they were at your house?
She knew they were in the van. And then I said, have you ever seen them the way they look when their head stuck out the window? And she said no. And I said, well, I'll show you. And that's when I took off. So she tacitly approved of me driving away and getting onto the freeway.
You call that tacit approval when she says, no, I haven't.
Yes, I do, sir. All right. My point, Mr. Henry, again, is that there are too many of these vigilantes who think they're going to run around out there in public, and they're going to be the big bad daddies who are going to beat up on a guy like me simply trying to get some puppies to a kid.
Were you going to give them away?
Yeah, I was going to give them away.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Angela on the Phil Henry Show. Angela, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Why would you take two of the puppies to someone to a playground to show children?
Right.
Leave them in the car. You didn't want to take all of them for some reason.
Why
would you leave them in the van?
The animals get car sick.
Okay. Why did you take two then?
Oh, well, I took two of the animals. I took two of the stronger ones. One's name is Tuglug, and the other one's name is Muffy. They're two strong animals. The other puppies, seem to get car sick.
You know what? I don't even care what their names are. That's totally irrelevant.
I'm answering your question, and you're getting upset because I'm answering your questions good.
I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you for answering my question. However, as a logical person...
And Muffy's the pick of the litter, and that's why I brought her out so the kids could see that one. They're sheepdogs.
Splendid. How could you, as a logical person, think that parents should not and would not be upset that you would pull up in front of a playground in a van, dressed meticulously or not, grab a little girl by the hand because you are saying she was afraid of the puppies?
Whoa, what do you mean grab?
No. Let me make... Okay, holding her hand and walking her across the street. She was a little girl. She does not know... Someone's going to hurt her. At that age, everyone's good.
Wait a minute, ma'am. You don't know that there are bad people. The news has been all over the place about the Elizabeth Smart girl and all of those poor kids. So the kid's been seeing the news. She knows what she's doing.
At five years old, she does not know what she's doing.
How could you possibly believe
that a little girl is not going to look up to an adult who looks like a very smart, intelligent, well-dressed man? Why would she be afraid?
It's been all over the news.
Why would she think that you... It's fine. Parents shield their children from the harsh realities of the world we live in.
So these vigilantes...
Excuse me. May I finish? And then you can reply all you want, and I will not interrupt you.
All right, but I'm the guy with two cracked ribs and a lacerated kidney. Thank you very much.
If I would have found you, you would have had more.
What crime did I commit?
You know what? If you would have walked up to my five-year-old and taken her to show her something in a van and put her in a van, would you like to see the puppies, how they hang out the window? What kind of freaking stupid comment is that?
Wait a minute. You're not a dog owner. Obviously, you're not a dog. When dogs stick their faces out the window...
I know exactly what dogs do. What a kind of cockamamie story is that? And how in the world... Do you think it looks when you stick a sock in a child? Are you for real?
That's the thing that I want to say, Angela, is...
All right, I understand that, and the police questioned me at length about that. The kid was screaming.
Well, Dad...
How am I supposed to know that I'm...
You could be trying to kill her.
No, wait a second. Wait a minute.
You could be a maniac.
Wait a minute. She said she wanted to see the dogs. All right?
She wanted to see the dogs.
My five-year-old doesn't want to see cute puppies. I'm 29. I love to see puppies.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? What happened to the good old days when a kid could go for a ride with a stranger... Or you could give a child some candy.
Who let their kids go for a ride with a stranger?
What's that?
Who let their children ever go for a ride with strangers unless you grew up in a little tiny town?
There was a time, young lady, in this country where you could get into the car with a stranger and go off and have some lunch. Now, all of a sudden, I got the crap kicked out of me.
What year are you living in?
Exactly. This is 2002, man. We got armored personnel carriers taking our kids to school now. We got rapists. We got muggers. We got every kind of animal out there.
And you're throwing me in with that group.
Well, sir, you didn't hurt the child.
There's not a person that puts a five-year-old child in a van with a sock in her mouth and expects her to not scream and go crazy. So how would she not think that you were trying to hurt her?
Because kids are afraid of dogs. I thought she was afraid of the way the dogs looked when they put their fur. One of the things that looks weird when a sheepdog puts his face out the window on a freeway is the jowls flap up, and it'll scare the hell out of a kid.
Wait a minute.
My
the
God.
Kid is screaming because she sees the jowls on a sheepdog flapping up.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys can sit there and go, oh, my God, I got a boot to my groin. Thank you very much. I'll be singing soprano. Because
do you not think that that is well deserved? Do you not think that? Do you have any children?
Ma'am, I got a 9mm put in my ear because all I wanted to do was show some brat a dog.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. Look, I was
can't imagine why.
I was driving a 2002. Well, you can get in your little cuties all you want, but I was driving a 2002 Windstar. I had two rare breed dogs that breeders normally charge $600 a pup, and I was willing to lay it on one of these kids going up and down a slide. And what do I get for my trouble? My teeth kicked in, my groin kicked in.
You know, every time you tell me what happened to you, it gets worse.
Yeah, exactly what happened?
I sustained injuries to my kidney, two broken or cracked ribs, what the doctor told me, and I got a strangulated testicle.
From getting kicked in the groin?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
And I lost the sight in my right eye temporarily.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I cannot imagine that you think this is logical. How, what did anything flash through your mind that this little girl is screaming? I've been watching all of these things on television about children being murdered and taken from their families.
No, according to you,
and you think that this is okay?
According to you, she hasn't seen the news. That's what you just said to me. So, which is it?
Well, according to you, she has seen the news.
I'm asking that you have watched the news. You have seen this happen. And you think that this is okay? That a little girl is screaming, that you should not be scared to death? And worried about what's going on, that you think this could be okay?
Sometimes the kids think the doggy's going to bite.
So that's why she's screaming so loud.
No,
you shove a sock into her mouth.
Because you have, exactly. You have pulled her into a van.
No, you don't get it.
Misled her.
No, you don't get it. You don't get it.
I'm really sorry. Right, I'm an educated
Angela,
person. I do get most things. You
right.
don't get it.
I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green, who was showing kids a puppy. He took a girl by the hand, put her in his van, drove up onto the freeway. She was screaming so loud he put a sock in her mouth and taped it shut, and then brought her back to the park saying all he wanted to do was show her a dog. And apparently two of the fathers set upon him and beat him up pretty good before the police showed up and arrested him. And he says that this is a new age of vigilante brutality, and he's the victim of it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm not a pervert, and I wasn't trying to get kids. I was wearing a three-piece suit. I had on a beautiful fedora. I was wearing wingtips. I had a neatly folded handkerchief in my pocket. I was wearing white gloves, and I had covered the wingtips with spats. I was very well dressed. Anybody to think that I would mean harm to those children, all I wanted them to do was see those puppies and come riding with me for a few minutes. For a few minutes.
And in the process, put tape in a sock in a child's mouth. Here is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is Mike. I'd like to talk to Mr. Green. How old are you, Mr. Green?
I'm 38 years old.
You're 38 years old?
Yes, sir.
It has never been acceptable for kids to talk to strangers. I'm 34. It's never been acceptable for kids to talk to strangers, let alone get in a vehicle and ride away with them.
I asked the kid, do you want to see a... I can't ask a question.
Just like when a child is 5 years old, do you expect them to know right from wrong? No, they don't. They don't know right from wrong. I got five kids at home, and there comes a point in their time in their life when they become teenagers. Yeah, they know what it is. My son don't watch the news.
Where do those fathers get off beating me up? I thought the sirens were coming to help me.
And you got what you deserve. I would have done the same thing to you if you would have came up and done that to my kid.
You would have kicked me in the groin.
I would have kicked you there many times.
Oh, so you fight like a girl, huh?
It doesn't matter what you want to say.
Oh, well, whatever, man. I mean, the fact is, you had this father's girl, and he was probably petrified. Where's his daughter?
I took her. Do you guys listen?
It's imperative. You can't just take somebody's child. There's too many sickos in the world today.
Now, let me ask a question here.
Yeah, you might have been dressed up in a nice three-piece suit with gloves and everything on. That just might have been a cover-up.
Why did I turn around and come back? Why did I bring that child back if I meant her harm?
Because people saw you and got your tag number.
Nobody saw me. No one saw me. There were no adults around.
Yeah, you made sure of that. You were looking around to make sure there weren't any adults around.
You know something? Look, why do you all keep saying I took this child? She said, yes, I want to see the puppies. That's number one.
You cannot hold anybody under the age of 18.
I took her back when she was screaming.
Let alone talk to a 5-year-old.
And the reason why she wasn't wearing underwear is because she had wet herself and she was frightened of the dogs.
So now you're telling me you brought her back with no underwear on.
Oh, does that make me a pervert too?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys really need to get a clue.
We got to get a clue. Jim, you are the guy that needs to get a clue. We'll be right back. 1-800, thank you for your call, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, so now, no underwear, sock in the mouth, drove her around in a van just so she could see the puppies with their faces stuck out the window and she was screaming because the jowls were slapping their nose. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Why did this child have a haircut when you brought her back?
I took her over to my friend BT's house. You know, everything you said...
You took her over to your friend who?
BT Charles. He's a friend of mine.
You took her over to a friend's house to do what?
To get our picture taken together. Mr. Hendry, I would...
You know, there's nothing you can say to me now, Mr. Green. You took a child from a playground... Because you say she consented to see some puppies you had in your van. You took off in the van so she could see what the dogs look like when they stick their heads out the window on the freeway. Now you've got her over to a friend's house. You've given her a haircut, taken off her underwear, and had your picture taken with her. And you say you didn't do anything to this child.
I did absolutely nothing to that child. What I did have happen to me, and what you and the other members of the media keep glossing over, is that I had the living crap. I had 7 shades of crap kicked out of me. I had 2 cracked ribs, strangulated testicle, I lost the sight in my right eye, and a lacerated kidney along with a lacerated scalp.
Can you blame any father who finds his daughter in a van with you with her underwear off for pounding hell out of you?
Excuse me, don't we have a constitution that says you're innocent until proven guilty?
Well, you know what? That's what the police have got to go by. That's when they Mirandize your ass, but a frightened, scared father...
Oh, so you endorse this. Let me be clear. A nationally syndicated talk show host endorses brutal vigilante violence. Thank you, Mr. Henry. I'm going to put that down in my diary today.
Oh, okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I will alert the media on your behalf.
Good. Go right ahead. Fine.
So you're not afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. Here is Wendy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. I was, you know, going down the road, and I come on to this program, and I heard him speaking about the puppies, car sick. I had to pull over because this man made me car sick. Just the way he was talking, like he was the victim. He is not the victim. That little girl that he took from the park and went and taped a sock in her mouth, and now she came back with no panties and cut hair. If something is not done with this man,
wait a minute.
Going to become another Westerfield.
Wait a minute. I'm the guy. Who's Westerfield?
The guy down in San Diego.
Exactly.
Has he been convicted?
No, he hasn't.
Now both of you are guilty.
And I pray that you will be convicted. I hope the book is thrown at you. I hope whoever the lawyers are for this little girl can find so much stuff to put on you that you will never get out of prison. I mean,
ma'am,
My children should be afraid of you.
I had a $5,000 gold cap on my front tooth.
I don't care what you wore. As far as what you wore, you sound like a pimp to me. Is that what you were going to do with this little girl? And you keep talking about what you were wearing, and in every other sentence you've been talking about your groin area.
I was kicked in the groin directly.
Citizen, and you do not deserve to be on the street. You deserve to be locked behind bars.
Excuse me.
And I hope when you are locked behind bars that the prison that you are in, the men find out what you have done, and you will get more than a kick in your groin. You will get more than bruised ribs.
Ma'am, I was wearing a pork pie hat with a three-piece suit.
You sound like a pimp. I don't give a crap what you were wearing, and I can guarantee you, you will go to hell for doing this, because you did something to that little girl.
It's nice to talk to God Almighty. It's great that you can
guarantee
what happened.
You did something more to that little girl.
I did not, and the police have checked out everything,
came
and
back,
I'm fine.
She is probably traumatized right now, and she probably cannot explain what happened to her. She's probably going to have years of counseling because of what you did to her.
Ma'am, I didn't do anything. And to
that
prove
is
that
a load
you,
of crap. You did not take
how
a five-year-old,
you know?
Go get her flipping haircut, shove a sock down her throat, bring her back with that underwear, and then try to explain to everybody, like we're idiots, that you did nothing to that little girl.
Look it.
That is a lie.
Well, I find it hard
to
believe, too.
For the rest of your life.
All right, and so I deserve, and I'm going to tell you right now, what I was wearing was worth more than your car.
I don't care
That's
what you're
right.
wearing.
Three-piece suit.
I don't care what you're wearing.
Hat
you
with a white
you could have went down to Goodwill and you should have got that outfit.
White gloves.
I donate stuff all the time to Goodwill that's, you know, worth more than your flipping shoes. Who cares what you were wearing? Who cares how much it costs? The fact is, you
well, here's
are not
why
the
it's
victim.
Important. Here's
Nobody
why it's
cares
important.
What you were wearing. The little girl that you took and probably molested is the victim here. You are not the victim.
Mr. Henry, if this woman refers to that, I will sue her. I will sue her, and I'll sue you, Mr. Henry, if she's allowed to say these things one more
Let's
time.
Go.
Look at Val. You're wearing a pork pie hat. You got on a $5,000 suit.
Which one of the fathers pulled over my head, pulled the jacket over my head, locking my arms, and then started kneeing me in the face. So I've got a busted nose on top of that.
Well, my husband would like to actually take you for a ride in our van. And see how you return back to the park.
Oh, he wants to play with me?
Oh, is that what you
I'm
did
sure
with that
the,
little girl?
Yeah, so your husband wants to play with
is
me,
Is that
huh?
what you did with that little girl? I thought you just took her for a ride.
What's your husband want to go with a ride for me for?
Well,
you sound a little nervous, Mr. Green.
You took that little girl for a ride, and now I said that my husband wants to take you, and you said that my husband wants to play with you. Is that what you did with that little girl, Mr. Green?
I'd say that again. I didn't understand you.
Yeah, we know what you do with that little girl, Mr. Green.
About.
You don't
and
just
I can
go
tell you this much.
To the park
I can
and pick
tell you, my
up
attorney,
little girls
my attorney
and take them
will
for
be in
a
touch
ride.
With you and in touch with
if
those
If you want
fathers,
to take girls for a ride, then I suggest you go and find
who not
girls that are over the age of 18
gold cap up on my front tooth.
Like a predator searching for little girls that are in the park.
Well, you know an awful lot about it, don't you?
All right, look, I think the lady has made some fantastic points, and you must be a complete and utter imbecile not to understand how people...
You know, I've had enough of being called names.
Well, wait a minute. Not to understand how people would react to a man in a pork pie hat with a gold cap front tooth. Dude, you're in my neighborhood, man, and there's only one reason why you're there. The circus is in town.
He's a pimping predator
is what
he is.
A pimp? Pimps don't drive Windstar vans.
Predator.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am. What?
Pimps don't drive Windstar vans. They drive Escalades.
1-800-449-8686. Go to Frank. Frank, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry
yes,
Show.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I tell you what, I raised 5 daughters and 3 sons.
Oh, here we go.
And I guarantee you one thing. If he so much as touch one of my babies.
What, is this Walter Brennan?
Huh?
Don't be a smart ass, Mr. Green. Listen to this man.
He wouldn't need to worry about going anywhere because I'd blow his head off.
With what?
38, 230. Well,
you better be clear because you got to know how to load them first.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. I was in the Marine Corps and I know how to load everything they ever had.
There you go, Frank.
Hey, listen, I had four inches of hair plugs lost because of that blow to my head.
Oh, you poor child. I wish they'd have done a good job on you, you son of a bitch.
What? Do you know how much hair plugs cost?
I don't give a damn.
That's
you queer bastard.
That's $4,000 in hair plugs.
Poor child. My ass bleeds for you when I have a hernia. You
I know, got a gold
you know,
cap.
You know what? I'm sorry that gentleman that kicked you in the groin and did everything didn't do a good job. I guarantee you, I'm 83 years old. And I do my best to kill you with my bare hands right
why
now.
Why should we worry, Mr. Green, about your $4,000 gold cap front tooth?
Well, I tell you what, he wouldn't have any of them left when I got through with it.
There isn't a Mexican on that.
Okay.
You're a Mexican?
No, sir, I am not.
Where were you hatched?
Sir, I was hatched in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Poor Pennsylvania.
Well, if it's any...
They ought to have shot you a long time ago.
You know something? You shoot guys for showing kids dogs. And you must really hate guys in vests, because that's
hey,
all I did wrong.
Hey, I've raised more dogs than you've ever petted.
I didn't say... You raised or married? Now,
no,
I'm
that's
not really
like
funny.
You.
Yeah, that's funny.
You weren't right. Born. You were snatched up.
Snatched up?
Yeah, snatched out of some whore's belly.
Well, that's what they teach in the Marine Corps. That means my son will not...
That's all right. We had the F-bomb dropped.
Did you hear the filthy mouth on that old coot?
Well, I don't blame the guy. Here is Mia on the Phil Henry Show. Mia?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been listening, and I am appalled. I'm trying to figure out where he's calling from, because I would feel a whole lot safer if it
was... Wait a minute. I didn't do anything wrong. The kid's fine. I didn't do nothing to her. I dropped her
you back
off
at the
park.
You know what? She's not fine. If you took her away from her parents, she's not
Wait
fine.
A minute. If
what would be fine is if your kind would be strapped down and beaten to a bloody pulp, and I am so glad that they kicked your ass. And if it was me, I would still be kicking your ass. I have 2 children, and if you ever came near them, it would take Jesus himself to come and take me off.
Where do you live, Mr. Green?
I live in Little Rock.
I'm in Little Rock.
Holy Jesus.
Whereabouts?
I don't feel like telling you.
I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
I live on...
Just tell me what parks you cruise in so I can stay the hell away from you.
5th and Main.
I work down there.
All right.
Mr. Green.
Fine.
Fine is right. And my husband will probably have your nasty pedophile ass on his caseload.
Your husband's a cop?
He's better than that.
Superman? I don't know what's better than a cop. He's Superman.
Are you being a smartass now?
You would think. And I'm trying to figure out why on earth.
If
you keep saying you did nothing, you took her. First of all, that's
puppies.
Kidnapping. That's
and
a charge. For that, if you didn't
marker.
Do anything else, you kidnapped her.
I didn't do anything other than write Daddy.
Did you ask her mother? Could she go?
Her mother wasn't around.
Did you ask her father?
I only took her for 10 minutes.
I don't care if you took her for one.
Now,
it's kidnapping.
You, in your neighborhood, you know, you must know this, a guy in a pork pie hat with a feather in it, that's class.
No, it's not on my side of town.
Not on your
it's
side of
tacky
town?
As hell on my side of town. And the only place that I could possibly think of it would ever be appropriate is in Detroit.
Hello? Well, see, she hung up. But I had on a suit coat with padded shoulders.
Okay. Good for you, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about me, I'm suffering.
Well, how did you suffer?
When I pulled up, first of all, why did I bring the child back to the park? That's number one. I brought her back because I wasn't intending on taking her anywhere. Number two, I pulled up in that van and leapt out of the van with my fingers in my ears because the screaming was absolutely unreal. And that van hadn't even stopped rolling. I jumped out, rolled to the ground, thinking that the police were going to help me, and instead those vigilantes are there and beat the hell out of me, even though that screaming almost made my ears bleed.
Wait a minute. You brought the kid back to the park because she was screaming so loud your ears were bleeding.
Yes. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
1-800-449-8686. Here is... This is Lynn on the Phil Hendry Show. Lynn, go ahead.
Mr. Green, yes, I have no words to describe my contempt for you. All I can say is you are a lucky man that it wasn't me, a 5'3", 125-pound woman that pulled you over, and you're lucky to get out of there with your life.
Do you know
this is the message I am sending to you.
Do you know what happened to me?
All the parents and all the decent people in this world, your behavior is never going to be tolerated again. If this law and the Capitol Hill doesn't deal with you, we parents will. And that's exactly what happened to you on that highway.
I got this.
Man, and I do not care what you were wearing. I couldn't care less, but describing a small child who has been abducted by some pervert. And screaming to the top of her lungs.
What did I do?
I'm surprised you're alive today, and in my opinion, you shouldn't be. And a lady called in earlier who was way nicer than I can ever be to you.
Wait a minute.
And the only thing I disagree with her with is that you should be put in prison. Oh, God, no, I don't think so.
Wait a second.
I do not want my and everybody else's taxpaying money providing life and air and food for you to breathe.
I have $600 puppies.
You deserve exactly what you did to that child and worse.
I had $600.
It will not be tolerated. We have had it with you people.
I had $600 puppies that I was willing to give away.
I do not give a damn about your $600, your suit, or whatever else. Maybe you ought to get out of that van if you need attention and prance around for somebody to see you besides a small child. And if you don't think taking a child from a park, from their parents, without their permission is kidnapping, you have got another thing coming. You are a sick man.
Amen, Lynn. Amen.
Look, I had just
got a facial. We want laws changed so we do not have to deal with the sights and sounds of you ever again. And we do not want to pay for your upkeep. We want you eliminated.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
When you said amen, is that you're just encouraging her, right?
I agree with this woman.
No, he's not encouraging me.
Not encouraging her.
I had just had a
facial. And you go ahead and call your attorneys, and you call Capitol Hill if you want to, because you know what? I'll meet you there with more people than you could ever imagine.
All right, I have another question then. You sound a little shaky. What are you sitting on?
Ha ha! You want to make a joke out of this? She's angry.
I am furious. The rage that is going through me right now cannot even be described.
Who reimburses
me? There is nothing on the news anymore except stuff about people like you. These poor innocent children don't deserve to ever come in contact with anyone like you.
Who reimburses me for the
and
facial?
And I'd like to know where you get off feeling like you're victimized. When you take a child and you pick them up and take them from their place of play or their homes or anywhere else.
It was a puppy.
I do not care.
Ma'am, when I'm angry, I don't sound like I'm sitting on the back of a Harley Davidson. No, I'm saying...
Will you knock it off with your smart-ass remarks?
I'm saying that I had a $300 facial. Those guys beat me up and ruined the mask.
I'm sorry they didn't finish the job. I don't care about your face. I don't care about your teeth. I don't care about you. None of us do. Don't you get the point?
Well, I guess I better be going then.
Yeah, no, I guess you better be going.
For all work, Aaron.
Come on, Phil. Tell her I don't exist.
Why did you do that?
Tell her that I'm a voice that you're doing.
Lynn?
Yes?
I'm actually doing his voice.
Yeah, but I'm the one that takes all the heat.
All right. He doesn't exist, Lynn. I'm doing his voice.
There are too many of them out there that aren't just voices.
This is true. This is very true.
And we've had it.
And go ahead and tell her how you're satirizing it and therefore bringing out the point that it should be prevented. Yeah, go ahead and tell her
it
that.
It needs to be out there.
Yeah, it is. That's why we do it.
Yeah. Lynn, are you still mad?
I am furious.
But I don't
exist. I am furious with all the news that I have seen about children being picked up and abducted and abused.
Yes.
It is ridiculous. It is it's just crazy.
Well, it's something that has to stop.
Yeah, you tell her, Phil.
Shut up!
There need to be laws to protect the victims and not make them further victims of the crime. We need to stop tolerating this craziness on our children.
Well, I totally agree with you, ma'am. I totally agree with you.
Are you at the state prison visiting somebody?
All right, thank you very much, Lynn. I think you made some... What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? You're doing my voice.
All right, I'm doing his voice. I did I did some other work last week in addition to my radio show, and somebody said to me, somebody said you used to be a ventriloquist. I said, no. Well, where'd they hear that? That's the radio press. That's the proficient radio press. They say I used to be a ventriloquist. I don't do that. I just do characters. And that guy was one of them, and no kid was abducted. And
what a pussy.
All right. But if you'd like to know more about our show, go to philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, and you can check out all the things that we do. All of our audio comedy, all of the stuff on our show is archived in our audio archives and also in our 30-day archives. So all of the shows going back 30 days you can listen to. And don't miss our souvenir shop, Ted's of Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt, Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt, and the best of the Phil Henry Show CDs.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
So tell me about this party you had. Your son just turned 14?
Right. My son, Phil, Jason J. Delmonico, just turned 14 last weekend. And what happened was I thought it would be fun to hire one of his little female classmates to dance for him and his buddies. Now, she's very talented. Her name is Amir Forrester. She's 14. She wore a full-body catsuit, a leotard. And for fun, what I did was I gave all the boys there, there were about 20 boys there.
All right.
And I gave them all dollar bills so they could do what they see the big guys do. And I showed them how to fold the dollar. And it was interesting for the boys. And then I sort of pretended that I was a man. And this was a little embarrassing for me, but I showed them. I sat in a chair with my legs open, the way the guys do it. And I showed them how to make eye contact. And you put the dollar bill into the top of her leotard. So what I did, I showed the boys, I think they really learned a lot, and it's very important for us to try to get our men to respect women, and so many of the parents don't get it. It's just the fact that they don't understand, or really feel they don't want to understand.
Well, what, how old are these boys? They're 14?
They're 13 and 14.
So they're learning how to respect women. What you had was a simulated what? Lap dance?
Well, no, it was a sim. They want to do what the big guys do. And what I did is I turned the tables. I said, all right, if you want to do what the big guys do, let's have one of your little female classmates in. She wore a full-body catsuit. This is something I want to keep in mind, and I want everyone else to keep this in mind. She did not at any time take her clothes off or anything else.
What's a full-body catsuit? Is that a... What is that?
It's a full leotard. The women listening know what I'm talking about.
All right, so she wasn't removing clothes, but the little boys were there, and you gave them dollar bills so that they could pretend like they're in a strip bar?
No, what I... Let me back up, Phil, so that...
Well, that's what they're pretending to do. They're pretending like...
They want to be like the big guys, and what I wanted to do is show them how they could be like the big guys and at the same time respect women. See, Phil, so many young men learn about women by pulling their hair, pulling a bra strap, calling them ugly, making fun of their bodily demands. We need to teach our young men how to approach a young woman with a modicum of respect. And the gesture is, I love the way you dance. Let me offer this to you. It's called gratitude.
Well, if the guys want to do what the big guys do, it's called a tip.
It's called, in your world, but what it really is with the boys at Jason J. Delmonico's birthday party, it was, I really like the way you dance. Here's a dollar. And
but you folded it up for them, and they were putting it down her leotard.
The very top of their leotard. They were not putting it at a G-string. They weren't putting it at a bra.
All right, well, there were two complaints from mothers and fathers. Actually, there were two complaints from some mothers. One from a mother and father. A boy named Ryan Norman.
I know Ryan. He's a very nice boy.
All right, well, his mother said he came home and tried to put a dollar bill down her dress. Isn't that right?
Phil, I talked to Ryan's mother.
Well, she said he learned it at your house.
Phil, here's the thing. You know something? It's an interesting thing when you deal with other parents and other children. Some of these kids are not that intelligent. And there's an old saying, Phil, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, I told the boys this was a gesture of respect and gratitude given to a woman who has performed a dance for you. You don't put it in your mother's dress. And if the Norman boy were just a little bit brighter, you know, because the boys talk about him, he's a little slow. Then he'd know that.
This was a strip bar thing.
No, I don't call it that. And I really resent being questioned this way. It was teaching the boys how to utilize this rite of passage so they can have some fun with a female classmate. And I don't know what all went on because I left, I did some shopping, I picked up the birthday cake for Jason J. Delmonico.
Now, how long were these boys left alone with this 14-year-old girl dancing in a leotard for them?
I really resent the question.
Did you not leave them alone?
I left them alone, but I know what the inference is, that something happened and nothing happened.
No, I'm not saying anything. How long did you leave these boys alone, 14-year-old boys?
Yes, they're all the same age. They're kids, Phil, learning how to somehow make their way into manhood. I think we really need to respect them and to feel sorry for them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Margaret Gray has joined us, nationally syndicated columnist. Her son had a 14th birthday party last weekend where she hired a female classmate to dance for him and 20 of his buddies in a leotard and do what the big guys do. She folded up dollar bills for them and they could put it in her leotard.
And again, Phil, they put it in the top of the...
They put it in the top of the leotard, all right. The other thing, you didn't tell me how long you were gone.
I was gone to pick up the birthday cake and I got some Hormel hot dogs and some potato chips for the boys. It couldn't have been more than a half hour.
So the kids were left at home... Unsupervised.
Excuse me.
Unsupervised, having a simulated strip show.
Excuse me. It was not. This is the thing, and if you'd let me get a word in, Phil.
Go ahead.
You don't get it, and a lot of the parents don't really get what parents like myself, enlightened parents, are trying to do. We're trying to give the boys a respectful rite of passage, and at the same time, we're trying to show them how to respect a woman.
Do you think guys that go into it...
Don't say strip bar.
All right, I mean...
Because it was not a strip show.
It was a 14-year-old boy sitting around. And what do you mean you sat down with your legs spread and showed him how to do it?
I said I was pretending like I was a guy. And I had on capri slacks, and I sat down the way men do.
Well, what do they do?
Well, they sit down, and they hunch down, and they take a dollar bill out, and they wave it around... And I had a mirror, and what I did was Frank had one of his cigars. I got a cigar out of his humidor. I had it in my mouth, and I had the little girl. I don't know what you're asking.
And you had the little girl what?
I had a dance between my legs, and I put dollar bill in the leotard. You don't get it, Phil. You don't.
You, in other words, did exactly what the big guys do at a strip club.
They did not. This is a rite of, in other words, Phil, you don't really get it. You don't really get it. These parents don't get it. And what you're doing is you're confusing the kids.
All right, I don't get it, and maybe I don't get it, but you had a dance show. Well, help me get it, okay? What is it that you're doing? You say you're teaching the boys respect for a woman.
That's right.
So the dollar bill that they stuck in her leotard was to say thank you for the nice dance?
Yes. They're not asking her to take any clothing off. They're not asking her to do anything else other than to dance. The boys were able to emulate me and my man routine so quickly because they're actors. And as you know, Jason J. Delmonico is a young, aspiring actor.
No, I know that the kids that he hangs out with are all child actors and they're all professionals. So you say they picked up on this pretty fast.
Yes, and they didn't demand that she remove any clothing. They were whistling a little bit when she danced by. And I told them, you can't slap her on the rear end or anything, but a lot of them would take the dollar bill and run it up her leg and things like that. That's what we do. And that's how you move a child out of childhood into manhood in a respectful way that doesn't include nudity, that doesn't include sex, and yet at the same time lets young boys pretend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on The Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray talking to us about her son, Jason J. Delmonico. Karen, go ahead. You're on The Phil Henry Show.
I just want to say, Ms. Gray, that when I'm listening at first, I thought it was a hoax because I cannot understand how you would let a room of 14-year-old boys be alone with a young woman of that age and think that they know how to behave.
So every one of them is suspect, then?
No, they're not suspect, but if you read the news, please let someone else speak. If you read the news, that people at 14-year-olds already, not everyone, have issues and there are problems and that it's unacceptable and you are establishing a strip club which is not respectful to women.
Well,
in fact, strip clubs are not.
Well, I don't think you know that these are good young boys. They're not, I don't know what kind of young people you're around, but these are good boys. And no, it isn't a strip club because the girl wasn't taking her clothes off. She
having
was
a woman dance
did
in
you
front
have...
of boys for money is not respectful.
Why?
So,
why?
Because really it makes her a sexual object.
So what if she likes it?
Well,
wait a minute.
A child, so
she's a child, okay?
A lot of women do that for a living and make a wonderful living at it. I'm not turning her into a sex object, though.
I have to disagree that turns a girl. She's just a child.
Well,
a sex
you know,
object.
I don't know. You don't get it. There are a lot of people that just don't get it, Phil.
All right. You know, I don't know what she doesn't get or what I'm not getting, but what was the music?
She danced to You Could Leave Your Hat On, and another song called All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, and it was really fun.
All right, this is the song that some of the mothers told me, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Didn't she come out with a milk bottle?
You know something, it's really unfair, Phil.
Didn't she come out with a little milk bottle?
She came out with a baby milk bottle.
And she was squirting the milk all over herself.
She squirted it on a leotard. Why are you turning this into something filthy?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, and she's squirting a milk bottle all over herself. I'm disquieted by this. Her father, Mark Forrester, thought, by the way, that you were auditioning her for some ballet. He had no idea that she was dancing for 14-year-old boys.
Let me tell you something about Mark Forrester. I know him very well. He's a good man. He's not that quick on the uptake. Some people just don't get it. And it's important to teach boys respect for women at an early age. These parents and you, Phil, you don't get it. Now, I have two interviews in New York next week. One of them is with Judith Reagan, who happens to be one of the top publishers in the business. So if these parents want to talk to me, that I have a limited window. This weekend we'll be out of town. I can talk to them on Tuesday, and that's it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is one of these areas that's a little gray for me. She had a birthday party for her son, Jason J. Delmonico. He's a child actor, 14 years of age. And the kid had his buddies over. And then she had over a 14-year-old female classmate, and she danced for them. And Margaret folded up dollar bills for the boys and showed them how to put them into the leotard of the little girl as she danced around. She says this teaches the boys respect for a woman. I like your dance. Here's a dollar. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Talking to Margaret Gray, and the column you'll be writing tomorrow is concerning you've got a birthday party for your 14-year-old son. You had a 14-year-old girl dancing at this thing, and she's dancing, she's getting dollar bills from the boys. They're putting her in her leotard because she's not stripping. You don't say this is stripping.
I resent the fact, Phil, that you don't get what I'm trying to say.
Well, explain to me what it is you're trying to say. How is this young lady not being manipulated into being a sex object, even if she's 14 and these boys are 14?
She's learning how to control men. She's learning how to get what she wants from men by way of the dance. I didn't say dance. I said the dance. And what I mean by that is the Isadora Duncan classic the classic dance, which is expressive, which speaks to, tells a story. And I think that Amir was telling a story, a 14-year-old girl telling the story by way of the dance. but not the deaths.
So she's doing an art piece.
Yes.
And these guys are sticking dollar bills in her leotard because...
Because they're appreciative of this. Now, I showed the boys how to be respectful. I sat down. I told them the first thing you don't do is put your hands on it because the lights will go on. The jukebox will shut down, and you know there's going to be police at the door. So,
oh, okay. These are all things that are prescriptions from a strip bar.
When they move into manhood and they find themselves appreciating the dance, yes. So I sat on my hands. I gave her a 20. She gave me what I guess you would crudely call a lap dance, but she stood between my legs, and I said, this is how you do it. There was no stripping, nothing.
This is how you do it. She stood between your legs. How much money did she make that night?
Now, well, that's another thing. About $400.
$400 this kid made from you, your son, and his friends.
Okay, Phil. Gee, I'm sorry, Amir, for you making $400. Is that really? Is that the stupidity that we're reaching now?
All right, wait. 1-800-449-8686. I wanted that number to just get out there. Hold on for a minute, Judy. Let me get to Becky. Becky, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Becky, go ahead.
Yes, Phil. You know, obviously, she's saying that we're not getting it, but the problem is here that she's not getting it because she's thinking that the world is wrong, and she is right.
You don't get
it. She is not right. I mean, she's deliberately contributing to the delinquency of minors here, and I'm glad that my child did not attend that birthday party.
Wait a second. How am I contributing? The boys.
How are you not contributing to the delinquency of a minor here? You are teaching a 14-year-old. Listen, Margaret. There are certain passages in life that a child has to go through.
Yes.
And once they reach an adult age, then they're entitled to do certain things that they want to do. But at the age of 13 and 14, that is not a passage that neither a male or a female should be taught.
Hey, Becky, this is Phil Henry. I want you, Becky, to ask me, doesn't this music... Now, this is a song, Margaret, that you were playing for your son's birthday party while this girl danced for the boys. And
well, which song is it?
You'll hear it. I want Becky's impression as to whether this song sounds seductive and sexual or not.
What's wrong with that?
Hold on for a minute. You know this song, Becky?
I do not know. Well,
listen
to it.
No. This is for a 14-year-old kid's birthday party while a little girl dances.
It's an innocent song called You Can Leave Your Hat On. And it's... Listen to this.
Take off your coat, you can leave your hat on. This is a strip song.
Definitely so.
Oh, my God.
Margaret, you need to get with the program here. I mean, if my child would have attended your party and she would have come home with $400 that she made at your party, there would have been an investigation going on.
Wait a second. You're
because
telling
I would have not stand back and let this happen.
I
send my children to parties unsupervised, thinking that they're going to be, you know, taken care of in the manner that I would take care of anybody else's child. Like I said before, this is contributing to the delinquency of a minor, number one. Number two, excuse me, you had your time,
yeah,
give me my time.
And don't make fun of the lady, all right?
Well, she said, okay. She said contribute.
Pardon me?
You said contribute.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Never mind, Becky. Go ahead with your point.
Bottom line is that there are certain passages in life that a child takes at certain points in their life, and I don't believe that a 13- and 14-year-old need to be exposed to this. There's enough things going on in this world right now that we don't need to be exposing them to the other things that they can get into later on as they get older, if that's what they choose to do.
I let her give me the lap dance so I could show the boys how you do it.
I think it's disgusting. Let me ask you something, Margaret.
Yes.
Does her mother know that she made $400 at that party?
Look, who's going to be any the wiser if we don't tell her? The point is that...
What do you mean, who's going to be... What is that
and
about?
And then we're trying to have relationships, open and honest relationships with our children, but who's going to be any wiser if we don't tell her?
Well, wait a minute.
Wouldn't want my child going to your house for a birthday
who
party, Margaret.
Needs
I'm
to know
sorry.
Who needs to know that kid made herself a little extra money on the side?
I would like to know as a concerned parent.
You're going
to
squeal?
What do you mean, squeal?
Well, she's not the girl's mother.
Well, let's say the mother of this girl, Mrs. Forrester, doesn't she need to know that that this girl made $400 by guys sticking $20 bills down her leotard?
You know something, Phil? We've now reached the point where a young woman can't be entrepreneurial and make money for herself.
We're talking about a 14-year-old here.
We're still in the 18th century. That's where we live, in the 18th century. Thank you, Becky, for taking us by the throat as women and dragging us into the past.
No, as a firm woman, I like to be respected and not degraded.
Listen to this. You can leave your hat on.
Baby, take off your coat, la-da-da. Big deal.
Thank you, Becky, for your call. Our number is 1-800. Yeah, I'm sorry, dear. I lost the call there. We got about a minute left in the hour. We'll get to more phone calls after the break. 1-800-449-8686. A lot of people are calling in and saying, how can you not compare this to a strip club? The girl gave you a lap dance. The boys are sticking the dollar bills down her leotard. You're playing songs like You Can Leave Your Hat On. You're playing All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth while she squirts a simulated milk bottle all over herself. How can you not say that this isn't a strip club?
What happens in a strip club?
Margaret.
What happens in a strip club?
Men watch women dance.
And women control them by getting the money out of them. That's what I taught that little girl, and that's what those boys learned. You respect her. You like her. You like the way she dances? Fork up. The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. Now, all of it.
The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. That's strip talk. Strip club talk. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
I gotta tell you, this is my daughter. I she's never going over to your house. You got my daughter, 14 years of age, and she comes over, and even though she's in a full leotard, she's dancing for 14-year-old boys, simulating an act in a strip club. You know, to me, she never visits your house again.
And she made $400 in tips.
I don't care. It teaches these boys, hey, here we go.
And it teaches that. Let me tell you a little story, Phil, before you go to a phone call.
All right, very quickly.
The heads of the biggest studios in Hollywood are women.
All right, what does that got to do with it?
I'm going
to
tell you the story. Shelley McCrory, head of comedy at NBC, over at NBC Studios. Sherry Lansing, I don't think I even need to say who she is. Kate Adler, Kara Coslow. All of these women, very big names in Hollywood and in television, at one time or another had their legs wrapped around a fire pole, my friend. And I'll tell you something else.
Well, just because...
Women start out in these jobs because it teaches them control over men. Let me tell you something about Nancy Reagan. She was the first lady of our country. I love her. I consider her a dear friend. She, in the 40s, danced at a club called the Westport Kitty Cat Club. She still holds the record for shooting a ping pong ball 53 feet... across the...
Wait!
Well, Phil...
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you that women start out in these jobs.
Nancy Reagan shot a ping pong ball 53 feet.
You got it. And you don't like it, do you? You don't like it because it undermines your point of view.
Nancy Reagan in the 40s was in movies.
In the late 40s. In the late 40s. But she was a dancer.
1-800-449-8686. Judy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, I just have a question as far as she seems to be insulted or upset to the fact that you compare this to a strip club, and she says that she's teaching these young men how to treat young women. What other situation in life would they ever treat a young woman this way other than going to a strip club?
When a woman does something for you, you show gratitude. And it also teaches the young women how to control a man. How to give them your best and show them what you got so you can see what they got.
If a grown man goes to appreciate the dance, say at a ballet or at a museum or any other kind of artistic performance, they would show their gratitude by maybe donating to the ballet
Well, that's a good
group.
Point. Thanks for your call. Here is Sam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
He was really dull.
Hey, I've got an 18-year-old son, 16-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son. My 16-year-old daughter is rather developed than she was when she was 12 or 13. Now, this lady here would have offered her, without me knowing it, to go in court, because how dare her, or this lady here, assume that she has the right.
Wait a second. I invited her to a birthday party, and she showed up.
My point is, how dare her assume she didn't take her clothes off. How soon to teach my kids, any of my kids, or any kid, some rite of passage? I mean, that's not fair. I mean, that's taking my parental rights
well,
away.
Well, I'm listening to you right now, Sam, and it sounds like somebody needs to sort of do that for you.
Let me finish, okay? Let me finish.
Go ahead, Sam.
She has no right to do that unless she comes to me as a parent and say, hey, can we do this?
But if I come to you as a parent and I don't have a lot of confidence in you...
Then what the heck do you have even do it? What are you saying? I'm a bad parent.
Well,
you can't teach my kids better.
May I answer?
Go ahead.
I may get one look at you and say, you know what? I think I better make the decision here.
Who died and left you, boss? Golly, woman.
Well, wait a second, Sam. I mean, with all due respect. Are you sure you're capable of deciding whether you're a good parent or not?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, what if I disagree with that?
That's fine, that's your prerogative, but don't try to push your rights on me and my kids.
But if I have the well-being of your children at heart and I take one good long look at you and I get some bad vibes, I may have to...
Okay, then what happens if I take a real long look at you and say, man, this lady needs to be in the mental ward. I'm going to go to the courts and take her kids away.
How are you going to do... Oh, you go to the courts and take my kids away.
Well, what's good for you is good for me.
The only lawyers they got in the yellow pages...
How dare you tell America or anybody that, look, just because 20 parents plus a girl's parents, 21 parents, you guys aren't fit... So I'm going to teach your kids what needs to be taught. I mean, what you're saying is you're right and 21 parents are wrong.
Can I ask you a question? This may seem ridiculous to you, but one way I judge a good parent is off of the number of his teeth. And you may think that's funny, but if you can't afford to take care of your own teeth, do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's good because my son's got had braces. He's got perfect teeth.
No.
My youngest son now is full of braces.
No, you...
And I've never had to have braces. I got great teeth.
You never could afford braces.
No, I got good teeth. I don't need braces. So, woman, you're crazy. And the thing about it is everybody who's calling is coming against you and telling you you're wrong, and yet you're not.
Well, you sound to me like you've got more relatives than teeth. And
all right, now you're dipping into the material, the joke material. Let's stick to the point.
Yeah. The point is, I would.
Well, let me ask you: are your good teeth
lady,
in your mouth?
No, wait. I would ask this lady.
Yes.
I would ask Miss Margaret here to sit back and think. Well, maybe I'm wrong here. Yeah, and playing that song.
That song is a strip bar song.
And let me ask you a question:
How would you guys know?
How would we know?
Yeah, I'm really curious. How would you know that strip bar? Oh, see, so Sam has sat his tired country ass down in a couple of these joints. But he doesn't want his son to have the same right.
No, he doesn't. Neither do I.
At 14 years old, and especially
and my daughter,
done by another parent. I'm teaching my son. You may tell you how I teach my son to respect women.
Do your kids have a bedroom or a tent?
Okay.
The way I teach my son to respect women is I open the doors for my wife. I give my wife a big hug in front of my kids. I tell my wife I love her in front of my kids.
And this girl gave me a lap dance, ma'am.
And to respect women. You know, and
yes.
Respect women, open the doors for them, and say thank you, and all that fun
and
stuff.
Stick a dollar bill in their leotard. What is wrong with that when it shows
empowerment? I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with that. Men who go to strip bars or in a simulated act like that, what you're doing is you are looking at the woman as a sexual object. If I go to it, like the earlier lady,
honest with me. Haven't you written a phone number down from from a toilet before? Haven't you seen a number on a toilet stall and written it down?
If I go to the dance and I see a woman doing the
Have you
the
been
dance,
to the dance?
You say it. That's awesome. That is really cool. And that's what you should have done. If you wanted to teach them something, have her do something that was neat.
Have you been to the ballet? Do you know ballet? Do you know the dance?
Actually, I'm a percussionist and I'm a musician, so yeah, I'm very well aware of the artist.
You're aware of the so you know Isadora Duncan?
No.
Oh, really?
But
okay.
I know Martha a lot Graham. Of musicians, Maynard Ferguson and Count Basie.
Well, you're
like
you're a jazz musician. All right, look at Sam. I'm going to take a move on here, take a break. I appreciate a lot of very good call questions
Thanks,
that you
guys.
Asked. And
well, you know, again, I might take a good long look at both of you and say, you know what, I'm just going to have the kid come over anyway.
You do that. You take a good long look at me and you have my child come to your house. And you would go to jail. Thank you for your call.
Oh, so now you threaten me with jail. This is how far we've sunk as a race.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. She made any point that's even the least bit credible here? Respect for a woman by sticking a dollar bill in her leotard, and let's start her off at 14, dancing for 14-year-old boys. And then she shows the boys how by letting this kid give her a lap dance. And Nancy Reagan holds the Westport Kitty Cat Club record of shooting a ping pong ball 53 feet. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about the propriety of a 14-year-old girl, even though she's clad in a leotard, dancing for 14-year-old boys at his birthday party with the consent of one of the adults. Now, this is what happened, Margaret, at your home. And
I also, again, resent the fact that there was anything obscene.
I know she wasn't taking her clothes off, but the whole message is the sort of the lap dance thing, which you say empowers women.
And the other thing, Phil, she got tired. This Amir
Forrester was the little girl.
Yes. She got tired. I said, darling, why don't you go into the kitchen and get some Kool-Aid? And we had some soft drinks for the kids. And so as a joke, I went out and I did some dancing for the boys.
Now, how old are you?
That has nothing to do with it, Phil.
How old are you, seriously?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, you're an adult woman and you have 14-year-old boys there and now you're dancing?
I gave her a break and I did some tasteful dancing. I don't know if you're familiar with Bob Fosse, but I just did some, the minute you walk in the room, I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, because that's, hey, big spender, spend some time with me. I was wearing some capri slacks, I had a bathing suit top on, and some pumps. It was very tasteful.
Okay, and you weren't dancing sexy?
No, I was doing a Bob Fosse, the minute you walk in the room. I thought the kids loved it.
14-year-old boys watching some Bob Fosse, were they giving you money?
They were putting dollar bills in my pocket. It was really harmless. What you don't understand, and again, I gave these boys a taste of, they went from Joe Cocker, you can leave your hat on, to the minute you walked in the room, woo, I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. Trish Ann, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm totally enraged. Take a call. Producing a...
Maybe we can get this lady to... Trishanne, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that's better, because your phone's breaking up badly.
Say I know, I'm near the airport in Miami, so...
Go ahead, dear.
This lady needs to go sharp.
Okay, well, we can't use the call. We might find... Get her to pull over, will you, Chris? Get her to pull over. Here is Shira on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. My husband and I have been listening to this, and we are appalled. Margaret, I have a question for you. What are your credentials? And when I say that, I ask as a parent and as a human being.
I'm not going to answer that stupid question.
But I think that's a fair question. If you consider yourself an adult and responsible parent...
What are your qualifications as a human being?
You want other people...
Were you born or were you hatched?
How many teeth do you have in your mouth? I guess that's the question.
What are your qualifications as a human being?
I would never do what you did.
Oh, well...
I mean, think about it, 14-year-olds, honestly. Now, I have a couple of questions.
This is bringing
women back to what we have now. But I truly believe that you're the one who's ruining feminism. So
is
I guess
that question?
Makes you a very strong woman.
Is that a question, or what is that? That isn't a question.
Excuse me.
Ladies,
no,
my
question was, what is your credential as a parent and a human being?
What is your credential as a human being?
I just told you. I have... I feel that I am a good person, that I would
never
do this.
Well, that's not qualification. I can't take your word for that.
But how can we take yours? Okay, the proof is in the pudding, correct?
Here's the proof. It was at my home. I gave the party.
Were those all of your children?
No, they weren't.
Well, then that's the point. They're
What's
not
the point?
Your
yeah,
children.
I'm glad you finally got to the point. That's
well,
really,
you should
really
lose
good
your
of you
child,
to get to the point.
And you should lose your house, and you
my
should lose
house?
Everything.
Really? What,
you
law,
not
are you
deserve
what
be...
law are you basing that on?
I think they need to tie your tubes in a really tight knot.
Well, you know something, darling. The only thing tied in a knot is your underwear. And I tell you what.
Do you,
you,
you teach people how to be
end?
Like you?
All
because
right,
I would love to sign up
really?
And be loose like you.
Oh, yeah. Would you? I'll give you my home phone number.
Please do.
Okay.
Look, I want you to know that that poor girl,
251-3189, you call me.
You ruined
and
this
I'll teach
poor
you,
girl.
I'll teach you how to get something through your rear end other than a camel straw.
Okay.
Thank you. No, but can I honestly speak for one moment? Because I do consider myself
well,
a civilized person.
If you want to speak intelligently,
this,
yes.
Have you, honestly thinking of this poor girl, she has to
yeah,
go
I,
back
I
to school
as good as I get,
and face
oh,
these
man.
Her peers. And the fact that we know her name, you know in school, she is ruined forever. And you did this
really?
To her.
Really? Is that right? Well, let me tell you something, Shira. You don't know what you're talking about because you don't know her and you don't know the school.
Okay,
secondly,
well,
you should have seen those boys' faces
when
I pulled
you?
Off a triple back. Those
was
dollars were flying toward
this?
Me.
Not that it matters because she's 14 and she's a minor.
Well, then
she
why ask the question?
Kind of decision.
Well, then why ask the question?
No, I would like to know. Did she
what,
say,
out of curiosity?
Did she come up to you and say she wanted
some
to
kind
do
of
this?
Sick curiosity that you have, or do you really care about the child?
I really care about the child because I
do
am
you,
a good person and a mother.
You are a good person, and I'll
yes.
bet you have the dollar bills in the collection plate to prove it, don't you?
I challenge you. I would love one person, please,
you know,
everybody listen to me. I would love one person
I'd like you
who even remotely agreed with this woman to call in.
I'd like
and
you
I would
to meet
bet you $1 million that I would win every
you know
time
something?
You
I know. Would like you to meet, well, I don't base my opinions on popular opinion. I base mine on my soul and my heart. But if you'd like to take
well,
a vote on whether
no
you're
soul,
right or
no
not,
heart,
Shira,
there's no opinion
well,
in
you
there.
Know, if you'd like to take a vote on whether you should be existing in this earth and breathing the air, you go ahead and do that.
Okay,
I don't.
I would like to know, though, do
listen,
you know that
Princess
you are
Diana,
training these boys for crimes against women?
No, I tell you what, why don't you go help the legless, Princess Diana, because
do
you got
know
all the
that,
answers.
Though, that you're why don't you answer my questions? Are
oh,
you training to become a politician?
Are you Clarence Darrow?
Are you training
I bet
to
you don't even know who Clarence
Why
Darrow is.
Why can't you answer my question?
Why can't you answer my question?
Are you training these boys for crimes against women? Because this show is about you, not about me, honey.
No, this show is about you. You called in.
Are you training these
you,
boys
I'm
for crimes against women?
Training these boys for crimes against women.
Yes. I want to ask you a question.
I don't know.
If you left,
let me ask you a question.
When's
the last
left,
time you came running at your son with
her,
your robe open?
What would
Wait
happen
a
at that
second,
point?
Ladies.
No, I want to know. When's the last time you came running at your son with your robe flying open?
Never, because I am
well,
not like
you. Well, are you sure?
I am nothing like you, and I am thankful to pieces that I am nothing like you.
Hang up.
No, I think
I
you
said
should
to
hang
no,
up.
No, I said to hang up.
I have more to say than you.
No,
do.
You have nothing to say because I've gotten you good every time.
You
I've had
have?
A good comeback every
That's
time.
That's why I feel like I'm the victor.
Mr. Henry,
Can
is the
I
host
the
there?
DJ here?
Is the host
say?
There?
I'm right here,
your
yes.
Opinion?
Phil, didn't I get her good?
Look, at ladies, I think what this has been just one big chop session, as we used to say as kids.
Yeah, but
I
the
got
thing
her good,
is, the difference is I have
yeah,
something
no,
to say
but I got
worth
you.
Saying.
You didn't say anything. What did you say other than ask stupid questions?
Would you like me to repeat everything I just said?
Well, please don't
I
ask the stupid question like,
you,
what
though.
Are my qualifications as a
I have
human
one
being?
Thing to say to you.
Oh,
obviously,
thank God, she actually has something to say.
Right.
You actually have something to say. What is that?
Obviously, I'm getting you angry because I'm right.
Well, no, you're angry. You're staying on the phone.
No, I'm staying on the phone because
By the way, God help your poor husband. God help your poor husband.
Well, thank you. Are you still married,
God
or
help
did he kill
husband.
Himself?
Oh, that's now that's angry.
I'm
that's curious. Angry. That is really angry.
I'm
Look,
just
ladies.
Curious.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where do you get the hair on your back shaved? Because
I don't
like
know. Where
know,
do you go? Because I would love to go where you go.
Do you know that I could snap your neck with my thighs?
I bet they're really big and fat, and they could probably suffocate
Very
you
muscular.
Too.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll ask your husband. He's the last head that was between them.
Okay, that's it.
But you know what?
That's
that would explain
it.
Why he likes why he throws up a lot, I guess, huh?
Well, he's living with you, so there's one explanation.
Okay.
But
the
I can
point
tell you,
is,
look at ladies,
I'm
this is
with a child.
I know you are, but what am I?
I
know you are, but what am I?
I think you need to be raised by people
yeah.
who could treat you. The that man that
that's
said
my
that
name.
You
don't
need
wear
to
it out.
Mental institution, right on the money. And I guarantee you that all of your teeth added up. I don't know.
Come
I,
on,
I,
think of it, Shira. Come on, you were doing pretty good there for a while.
She's very young.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
She's giving up, Phil. This is really boring for me.
I'm
oh, look,
at
both
up.
Of you were doing this silly little chop session.
I know you
the
are, but what am
is,
I?
Though, I have things to say that
Can
I feel
Can I ask you a question, Shira? Is that Arabic
worthwhile.
For bitch?
And,
all right.
And, okay, putting the CHOP session aside,
I am frightened to know that people like you exist in this world.
Well, I'm frightened to pieces.
I'm frightened to pieces to know that there are people like you out there in the world. You know what? Forget it.
Oh, I'm not worth it?
No, you really aren't.
Then I've got so much good material.
I've got so much good material that I've ever wasted on you. You boy.